USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
In Canada's capital, protesters show no sign of ending their fight against the COVID mandates. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says officers are trying to end it.
There have been over 1,700 tickets issued. There have been a total of 25 arrests to date, including criminal charges for mischief and menacing behavior.
Production at GM, Ford, and Toyota has been scaled back due to the blockades, including the convoy at the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor and Detroit. A big jump in the annual inflation rate is being felt by consumers, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982, when inflation hit 7.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.